Okay, we started the perek and the kishurim last week to establish what we call the sheet of the Russian Mukiyasif, the way Rav Ruven explained, that the idea of building a kaisel in the middle of the chotzer is based on the Takana de Rabbanan, the type of Takana Sashutvim, and that Takana Sashutvim is a Takana that you're not allowed to be a Mazik Chavei, right? And that's why it's subject to Dine Mazik. But that in the Yisayat Adavar, it's a Din of Takana Sachavim. Now, before we go weiter, I have to tell you that all the raid we had last week is in the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef. The Ramban Shita is klar, not like we spoke last week. The Ramban Daf Nun Tes says that you build a wall because you're a Mazik. The Ramban holds that the reason you have to build the wall is because you're a Mazik, and not to be Mazik, your friend with Hezekriah. And we pack in Hezekriah Shmei Hezek. And when you're looking, you're Mazik. And yeah, just like you have to build a wall around your wild animal, if you have an animal that's a Mu'id, you have to build a wall around it. The same thing, you have to build a wall to stop your Hezekriah. So to explain the Ramban Shita, I would like to answer the two kashas that we had last week. One kasha was, how could you be mechayev me to pay out mazik? I'll say, I won't look. You're telling me I'm going to look? I tell you, I won't look. The Ramban asked this kasha and Daftan Tess, and he says, E'efshir shalei yistakel. A chotzer is a place that you do things tadir, that you're there, a place where you are all the time. And the Ramban says, "E'efshir shalei yistakel." We assume it's not possible for a person not to look, and that's why you have a din of a mazik. The other kasha that we had, that we passed with Rabbi Yosi, al hanizik laharchik asatzmai, and if I have a tree in my backyard and its roots are going into your field, to your bar, or its branches are going over your backyard and over your sukkah, ala nizik laharchik asatzmai, we say it's the nizik's job to be marchik himself. So if so, how could the Ramban hold here that Hezekriah is ala mazik laharchik? We pass the Rav Yosi, ala nizik laharchik asatzmai. So like the Rosh, we said last week, is good. He also takana de Rabban. But if the Ramban holds that it's a din mazik, so then how does he answer Rav Yosi Shita? That we pass kanal and nizik laharchik asatzmai. So the answer you have to know a Gemara in the next parak. The Gemara says, Maida Rav Yosi, Vigira Dilei. Rav Yosi is Maida in certain cases, which we call Gira Dilei, his arrows, that if the Mazik is shooting arrows and they're going into his neighbor's yard, then we say, Allah Mazik laharchik asatzmai. If he's doing a maisa that's causing damage in the other person's yard, then it's the Mazik's responsibility. For example, if he's making a fire and the smoke is going into his neighbor's yard, so Kutra, smoke, is called Gira Dilei, he has to stop his smoke from going. Like a tree that continues to grow by itself. If the person's nicer that he set it up and it goes into his neighbor's yard. Gira Dilei, which has a din of a mazik. Rabbi Yosi's Maida in certain cases, such as the smoke, is a machlekes rishayim, which cases, what the guidelines are for Gira Dilei. What are the guidelines that Rabbi Yosi's Maida? This leads to many shailas. Today, if I put on a light, very often you have a sichsuch between two neighbors. One neighbor puts on a bright light in his backyard because of the ganavim, wants out a light. The other neighbor says, it doesn't let me sleep. Is a light Gira Dilei or it's not Gira Dilei? It's not anywhere in the Gemara the example of a light on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a shailas. Is that called Gira Dilei? So what's called Gira Delay and what's not? So we'll leave for that Chesam Igbeis. That's a sugya there. But there are definitely a couple of cases that Rabbi Yaisi is Maida because it's considered the Maisa of the person. It could be that the Ramban holds that Ria looking is Gira Delay. It's his action. He's looking into his neighbor's backyard. And because he's looking into his neighbor's backyard, that's Gira Delay, that therefore has a din of a Shem Mazik. And that's how the Ramban, who holds it's a din Mazik, would answer this question.
Over here, I'm not doing it. But the case of the smoke, the smoke is going into your rishos. Over here, I'm not, you can't call it a hezek, but I'm looking into your rishos.
You're doing something. Well, that the Ramban answers, that's the Yashu, he says. Not possibly recognize. The Ramban himself says the Teret, so it's hard to come up with different Teret. On that, the Ramban says, Yev Shishalei Yistak. Somebody else is going to eat a meal in his backyard, and he's embarrassed for people to see him. I'm going to be able to look in, so then that's Gira Delay. Then that's a Mazik.
By shooting arrows into somebody else's field, there's no, you can't stop, you can't put, no matter what you put, I'm still shooting arrows into your shoes. If he did the hezek, I'm a nizik nahar to get that. But if your animal walks in, I'm not going to look into that. I did the hezek. I put up the gate in between our two houses. So you're shooting arrows through the gate. It's not my problem. It's the person who's shooting the arrows' problem. It's really your house. I'm sitting in my house. You're putting the result before the cause. The question is, who has to put up the wall? You're assuming he has to put up the wall, and then it's not Gira Delay.
But other Rabbi, we tried to judge who has to put up the wall.
When do we ever say, so,
any time it's not the Maisa of the direct Maisa of the person. See, the Machlekes Rishayim, Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, and Yefes on the Beis. So if I'm going to get into other cases, I may be treading on Machlekes Rishayim. So I keep on going back to Rabbi Yaisi's case. Rabbi Yaisi's case is the branches of a tree, or the, that's not my Maisa, I planted a tree. It's nature that now makes that what I planted, the roots should go into your backyard and the leaves and the branches should go. So there Rabbi Yaisi says Alan Nizik. Now in most cases Rabbi Yaisi says Alan Nizik. But there are cases where he's Maidah. The stomach of the Ramban will hold that this is a case where he's Maidah. That this is called Gira Delay, the mice of the person looking into the other person's backyard. And that's why. So that's the second Nekuda. The third Nekuda, if Mechila helps, which we mentioned last week, Rav Reuven brought from the Rosh that Mechila helps. And by Mazik, Mechila doesn't help. If you're Mechila, I could rip your bag and you could change your mind. So how does the Ramban hold? So Ramban Taka says Beferish that he holds that if you're Mechila, you could have Charata. That if you're Mechila, you could have Charata. So he argues with the Rosh on that Nekuda. Why? Because he holds that Hezek Riyah is a Mazik Mamish. It's a Tzarakuf. It's a Mazik person. And the Mela, if you're Michael me, you're saying that I could rip your baghead, you could change your mind. So Ramban Takol, you could change your mind. And one more Machlaikis between the Ramban and the Rosh. By Hezek Riyah, if there's Cheskas Tashmishin, we mentioned at the end of Cheskas Habakim, the Machlaikis is still on the board. If it's 3 years or 1 year right away, I'm not getting into how much time, but there's an idea of Cheskas Tashmishin. That if I put up a basketball court and it goes into your backyard and I use it for 3 years, I have a chazak. If you don't make a machal. If I leave my ladder on your wall and you don't say it for 3 years, I have a chazak. Tashmishin have a chazak, as we're going to learn the Ikasukya Davav. What about Hezek Riyah? Is there Cheskas Tashmishin for 3 years for Hezek Riyah? If for 3 years I have a chatzah, you have a chatzah, you never asked me to build a wall. We divided the chatzah, and you never said a word. And for 3 years I'm there, I'm looking into your backyard for years. And now, after 3 years, you come to Bez and you want me to put up a wall. So I tie them. That I already have a chazaka, a cheskas tashmishin for 3 years. You can't now want to have a chazaka. You can't stop me. So Ramban says, there's no chazaka on being mazik people. There's no such thing as a chazaka to be mazik someone. There's a chazaka to use someone's yard. So you can't have a chazaka if you break a person's window for 3 years, that will say, oh, now I'm allowed to break your next window. No such thing. The chazaka is only on use. On mazik, there's no such thing as a chazaka. And that's the cheskes tashmishin, that's cheskes mazik. And the Ramban says, the Shitasa, that our din is a din of chazaka, that there's no such thing as a cheskes tashmishin on the walls of a chazaka. But that's the Shita of the Ramban. We don't know, we'll have to see what the Rosh Hashita is, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to it. But what? It brings Fakir to the Chayim, he brings the Ramban. Okay. Alright, we're going to have to see, because we're going to see in this Nekuda that the Rosh is made at the Ramban, the Gabi Chazaka. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have to get to it. I made here just the list. When we started, I told you that there are 6 or 7 Mei Machlokes Rishonim by Hezekriya. So this is just for your convenience. I made a list of the different Ikrei Machlokes in here in the Sugya. 4, 5, and 6 involve the Ramban. 4 or 5 we just discussed. Now the 6 we'll get to into Taisus momentarily. But these are the Mei Machlokesim. We discussed all of them except for number 2, which I mentioned to you briefly. Okay, the first one, if a minig helps, live nice pachas mishir mas nisan. If it helps a minig to do less than the shir, so that was Taisus against the Russian Luka Yosef. Taisus said it helps, halfam basar minig to do less. The Rosh said, why mahani? And the shurei mas nisan adafka. We said the Rosh Luka Yosef holds a takana. A takana is bedafka, dafka de kashir. So that was machlokes number 1. Now machlokes number 2 we did not discuss. We will in Yitzhak Shem in the Gemara. Ha'im mahani minik shaloi lahakbit klal. I mentioned to you in our bungalow colonies nowadays, if you have a bungalow colony, and there's a minig in bungalow colonies not to build walls between bungalows, which I told you last time, I think it would be better if it was different. But the minig is that not to build walls between bungalows. So what happens if someone comes to a bungalow colony? He says, I want a wall. It's a Mishnah. So that's number 2. We're going to have a machlaikis in the Rosh, Saif Simon Vav, who brings 2 shittas. The Rosh himself holds on the honeymoon exam, the chaser, Tashmish Haitadir. We'll explain what that means. So number 2, we're going to come back to. Number 3, we had in the Muki Yosef. If I tell you, you don't want to chip in with a good wall, I'll build a Hutzabadafna, a cheap wall in my own Rishos. So that's actually a machlaikis, the Rosh, Simon Hay, and in the Muki Yosef. We learned that the Muki Yosef, who says it doesn't help. Muki Yosef had his cheshbon. Number 4 and 5 we just discussed, like the Ramban. If it helps mechila, shalaya yachal arzabai, if it could be meichel, the Rosh in the beginning of the parak says, if you're meichel, ain't echaizim in mechilasa. Once you're meichel, it's done. Because the Rosh holds it's a chi of mamin. And the Ramban says, chayzabai, because the Ramban holds that it's a din mazik. Number 5, hayim yesh cheskes tashmishim lahezekriya. Here it's the Rambam who says Chazaka 3 years helps, however long you hold. The Rabbat says it doesn't help. Chazaka, Dabbe Hezek Aguf. Kamei Kutra, like smoke, or Reich Beis Akise, which are considered Alamazik Laharchik. Now the Rosh at Simon Beis agrees with this Rambam. We'll have to see why the Rosh agrees. He doesn't hold it's a Mazik. Now the 6th Machlokes, we're going to get to now in Taisis. We didn't talk yet about chazis. The end of the Mishnah says that by a gina or a bika, they have a takana of a chazis, making a symbol on the wall for the side that paid for it. We're going to have now a machlokes if by chotzer there's a din chazus, what the machlokes is totally in, so that we're going to do momentarily. On the bottom line, the Rosh himself says tiknu chazus. The parentheses I wrote, Tosfos Lefikach, holds tiknu chazus. You can mark down that parentheses is only like the shach and not like the tzais. We'll discuss it in a few minutes. If that's true, the Tosfos holds that way, the shach says yes. And the Ketzais argues, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But these are the main machlokes by Hezekiah. In Cheskes Habatim, we kept on mentioning again and again that the Ramban Shita by Cheskes Lashonim is that a person normally makes a machar right away, and the reason you get 3 years is because the nature of saving a shtar. We kept on coming back to the Ramban Shita. Just like Cheskes Habatim, the Ramban had his own mahalach. Here in this parak also, the Ramban has his own mahalach, except that this parak is different. We're not going to stay on one topic the whole parak, so it's not going to come up that often. But still, the Ramban here has his own shita, that it's a din mazik namish, and that's the shita's Ramban. So these are the 6 shitas that you should try to remember, and Mr. Hashem, we'll come back to it a number of times. Okay, let's start Tosfos Lefikach. Before we do the Taisus, let's just do the Mishnah. I don't remember the second half of the Mishnah, so let's see it inside. Lefikach, the second half of the Mishnah begins. Therefore what? Since it's a Takana Darabanan that you build the wall half and half, like the Rosh Muki Yosef, it's Mamish a Takana Darabanan. Like the Rabban, it's the Din of Hezekiah. But either way, Lefikach, once we have a rule that you chip in, Nafal HaKais, L'Amokav HaAbanim Shal Shnei. Now, the lefikach, the word lefikach is a chiddush atzum. This whole Tosfos is gebayit on the word lefikach. What do you mean, therefore, if it falls, it's 50-50? Were it not for the first half of the Mishnah, it wouldn't be 50-50. The Tosfos asks the kasha, why? Now, important, the whole Tosfos is gebayit. Shaloi lefi emes. In other words, the emes is lefikach. It's a takana, and then mainly you split it. The entire discussion of Tosfos, this whole Tosfos is one kasha, one teretz. Looks like a big Tosfos. It's not. It's one kasha, one teretz. Agav is discussion. He talks about many things. A kasha and a teretz. The whole kasha and teretz are gebayit on, were it not for the takana, what would be? Had Chazal not made a takana, what would be? That's the entire Tosfos. You have to understand that. Tosfos makes the point. If this whole Tosfos is going, if there was no takana, what would be the din? Now let's see what Tosfos asks. Now I'm assuming you all learned Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos appears to ask one Kasha. As I'll be masbit to you, Tosfos is really asking one kasha with two parts. I'm not sure why Tosfos doesn't say va'oid in the middle of the Tosfos. Let me explain to you that Tosfos is really asking one kasha, but it's really two parts to Tosfos kasha. If a wall falls down, we know it fell down. Nobody claims that the bricks started off on one person's rishus. Everyone agrees. There was a wall there yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. It was a standing wall, and the wall collapsed. Now, the wall fell into one person's rishus. But the person is maida that yesterday the wall was smack in the middle. So the Mishnah says that we assume that they built it together because there's a takana. And therefore, even if it falls into my rishus, into your rishus, it doesn't matter. We split. And that's not shver. The Tosfos has no kasha about the reason. Frak Tosfos, why do I need a lefikach for? Tosfos says kasha number one. Since the wall has no chazis on either side, what's a chazis? A chazis is a symbol that says that one person built the wall. If one person pays us for the wall, he puts on a chazis, whatever the chazis is that's mentioned in the end of the Mishnah. He puts it only on one side, and that indicates that one person paid for the wall. Frektosis, Hayais, this wall has zero chazis. There is no chazis on the wall. So Memeila, Avada they split. What are you saying, Nafika? That's kasha number one. Hayais, there's no chazis on the wall. Memeila they split. Okay, you all agree? That's Taisus kasha. Those are the words of Taisus kasha. Taisus starts from Taima, my area, Mishun Dabayna Kaisal Bakarcha. Balava Chinami. Look at this machlokes number six. The Ramban and the Rimagash say there's no such thing as a chazis by a chatzah. The Rosh says, why not? By a chatzah also. If I would have built it, I would put up a chazus. If one person pays for it, he puts up a chazus. Rabban and the Rimagash say, there's no chazus. Which pshat needs hezber? What's the pasha pshat? There's a wall between our rishus and our chateris, and I put up a chazus. Pasha? Should be like the Rosh. That is a takana of a chazis. Alright, you have a machlaikis, which shita needs explanation? The Rabban, the Rimagash, needs hezber. I didn't talk about Taisis yet. You're right, but we'll get to Taisis. And first, the machlaikis, the Ramban, and the Rosh. Okay, the Ramban and the Rimagash hold there's no takana of chazis. The Rosh holds there is a takana of chazis. Svara is like the Rosh. Why shouldn't there be chazis? By Gina this chazis, by Bika this chazis. Why shouldn't there be a takana of chazis? So there are two hasberim. The Rimagash and the Ramban. Right? Two people hold. Each one has his own explanation. The Rimagash, the way the Rosh brings the Rimagash, he says they didn't make a takana of a chazis by a chazir because it's not Shriach. It's b'chal not shchiach in a chotzer that one person should pay. A chotzer is a halacha psuka. It's a clear thing that you need a wall. Generally, both sides want a wall. He says it's not shchiach that one person should pay. So Rabbanan didn't make takanis that are for things that are not shchiach.
Ramban was a person usually is kind of not like the Rosh.
Not necessarily. I could take down my wall and then force you to pay. Because my wall is up, not necessarily. I can't tell you you're a magic.
No, but there's no wall there.
At any rate, the Ramban does say a different hezber. Ramban says that even if there's a chazus, even if somebody put up a chazus, that chazus is a raya that one person paid. It goes against an anan sadi. There's an anan sadi that no one in their right mind is going to pay for a whole wall between two chatzeris. Because between two chatzeris, it's such a davar pashut that you need a wall. So even if there's a chazus, it's an anan sadi that a person would not pay for a whole wall. The chazis is a proof, but there's a stronger proof that they chipped in, because people normally chip in. So the Ramban says a step more than the Rosh. Ramban says even when there's a chazis, which is a raya one person paid, we assume it's not true, because it's an ansadi. So what do you do if one person pays? What happens if I have a shvera neighbor, a poor neighbor, he's a nice guy, but I can't afford it, and I'm willing to do it myself? So they say you have to write a shtar. You have to take two Aiden. If you have Aiden without a shtar, you have to find the Aiden. It's easier to write a shtar. The shtar says that this wall, the karka of the wall, it's all mine. Chazis doesn't work according to the Rosh, according to Rimagash and the Rambam. What? Aiden is a stronger raya than a chazis. A chazis, a person could fake. Could go one night to put up a chazis. And the other person doesn't realize they'll have a raya. The shtar is two Aiden. To aid him, that's a stronger raya, that's stronger than the anansadi. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds, no, there is a takana of chazis, even though it's not shchiach and a chatzur, but it's shchiach and a bika and a gina. So it's all one big takana. And he holds they made such a takana. Come to Shach. And the Shach writes, b'chein das toises di ramas v'lofikach. The Shach says that our toises also holds of chazis. How do I know that? Because the toises kasha. Tosis says that if a wall falls down, there's no chazis. Obviously, they both paid for it, because otherwise there would be a chazis. Look, the Shach, the Rosh is not a das yachid. Tosis also holds, like the Rosh, that there's a takana of a chazis. So, David, what were you asking? The Ketzais asks, he said, the Shach missed the beat here. This Taisvis is going, like I said, Shaloi Lofi HaEmes. Taisvis saying, if there had been no Takana, that you have to build a wall, then you would split it anyway because there's no Chazos. So the Ketzais says that the Shach made a mistake here. Taisvis is not saying that Lofi HaEmes you need a Chazos. Taisus is going, why do I need a lefikach for? Who needs a lefikach? Even without the lefikach, there would be a din of yachlaiku. Hayais, that they built a wall without a chazis. It's a raya. Now that's all. If there would be no takana, what would be? I told you, this whole Taisus is saying, if there would never have been a takana to split it in a chatzar, then a chatzar would be like a gina, would be like a bika. So the Ketzais asks that the Shach appears, he seems like he's right, that the Shach missed on this nekuda, on this step in Taisus, that the Taisus does not mean it lefia emes. Nachlas David has the same kasha. The Ketzais is kuf nun zayin, sevkat and vav. Be a mitzvah to be miyasha the Shach. It sounds like the Shach took a quick look in Taisvis and says the word chazis. Okay, that's Taisvis first kasha. Like I said, you can learn the Taisvis, it's all one kasha. Taisvis is asking a second kasha. And you'll see why in a minute that if you're medayik in Taisvis, I don't know why Taisus doesn't say Va'id. Taisus somehow is combining the two kashas. But Taisus is really asking a second kasha. Taisus is asking that if there would have been no takana of building a wall together, they would split anyway. Why? So his first kasha was they would split anyway because there's no chazis. Taisus is really asking a second kasha. He's asking they would split anyway because it's the same as Shnayim Ozen Betalis. It's mamish the same. Shnayim Ozen Betalis, the din is Yachlaiku. And a wall, which was originally on their shared property, we know it just fell into one person's property. We know it was on the shared property. That on Shnayim Ozen Betalis, anyway, you would split it. Now, why do I say Taisus is asking this? Because Taisus starts with Hodamir and Bashayel, Gabi Machla Parva Chamar, etc. Taisus suddenly throws us into Kavolam Vavar. Taisus is not talking about Takonis Chazis. Taisus is talking about the Dinim of Mavan Amutl B'Safik. So the understanding of all the Achrayim is that Taisus really means to ask a second Kasha. Taisus, Rav David, the Taisus is asking two Kashas. The two Kashas are both, why do I need lefikach for? Kasha number one is no chazis. Kasha number two, it's shnayim ozen betalis. So the mele is split. Well, what type of wall? It's a wall that's between the two of them. So the mele, you say achlaiku. That's the second kasha of Taisus. The Taisus, Kufnun Zayin. I'm sorry, Kufnun Zayin Gimel. has a gewaltige teretz to the second kasha. And he says that this teretz is better than Tysus' teretz. See why? What is the din? You have to think. What is the din if two people are holding a talus? Zayim akula shali and zayim achetzi shali. One person says the talus is totally mine. I picked it up first. And the other one says chetzi shali. And we picked it up together. So what's the din? You remember from Bar Mitzvah. Right? This person gets three quarters and this person gets a quarter. They shake the Mishnah. Say Yishba Shayli Ba Pachas three quarters. This person swears Zayim Ba Pachas Merviya. He gets three quarters, he gets one. What would be the din? What? What would be the din if you have a wall between two rishusim and it falls? One person says, Kula Shali, I paid for the wall. And the other person says, Chati Shali, we chipped in for the wall equally. What do you think the din is? Based on our Mishnah, what's the halacha? One says Kula Shali and one says Chati Shali. What? Well, Tosis says Chalukei Chaylias Emes just has to be possible. Possible? I'm going to pay three quarters. I'm going to pay a quarter. But would we? What would we say? What? Why? Because that's what the whole Mishnah says. Right? The halach is going to be they split it. That's the Mishnah. Lefikach. Since Chazal said you split. So if one says Kula Shali and one says Chetzi Shali, you still split. That's Lefikach.
You say further, Lefikach is better for the Rashash because it goes depending how much each person owns. Splitting the Mishnah would be even if not half, it even three quarters.
If you hold that you split Kafi what each person owns, which then Zichadeh would split the way each person owns. So Zotik Tzais, if one says Kula Shali and one says Chetzi Shali, the emes is they split 50-50. Lefikach. Tosis asks a kasha. Why do I need the lefikach? Who needs a lefikach? Say you split it because it's the same as Shnei Mozen Betalis. So it's such a beautiful terrace. It will be the same as Shnei Mozen Betalis. Then if one said Kula Shali and one said Chetzi Shali, one person will get three quarters and one person will get a quarter. And that's not true. So therefore, the Mishnah had to say lefikach. Tosis asks, "Why do I need a lefikach for?" Say you should split it because it's the same mishnayim as the metalis. And for the ketzais, it's not the same mishnayim as the metalis. By shnayim as the metalis, three quarters and a quarter. If one said kula shalim, one said chetzi shali, then split three quarters and a quarter. So that's why our Mishnah had to come with the lefikach. That aha, in our Mishnah. You split 50-50. It's not like Shnei Mozen Betalis. So Tosis Kasha falls away. So Tosis Kasha falls away. That why do I need the Lefikach? I do need it in the case of Kula Shali and Chetzi Shali. Such a Geshmak HaTeretz. It's such a Geshmak HaTeretz that we have to know why Tosis didn't say it. Why Tosis didn't answer that. What? So it doesn't, maybe Tosis only wants to say Teretz and answers both. Could be. I'd like to suggest, I think, a Geshmak HaTeretz, why Tosis didn't say it. You know, Rav Chazan, who I learned in Yeshiva here for 4 years, I was Rav Chazan, he used to say that very often you see people say Terutzim and the Mechavin to someone's Teretz. He used to say that's because you learned it once, you forgot it, and later when you think of a Teretz, you know, in the back of your mind, the old Teretz comes back. But you don't remember someone else said it, so you think it's your own Teretz. That's what he used to say. So I don't know who says this Teretz. I thought of it, but it says somewhere. It's too good, you know, to be just me. But I think it's Mikarim Divrei Emes. Listen to the Teretz, and you'll tell me if you're masculine. Taisvis in Bava Metzia, that Be'ezam and Aleph, asks. We'll learn that Taisus for a minute. We'll come back here. Taisus is a kasha by zayim mekulishali and zayim mechatzishali. Why is it that one person gets 3/4 and one person gets 1/4? The one who chetzi said chetzi shali should be believed with a migul that he could have said kulishali. The one who says chetzi shali, he should get half. He should say, look, if I'm a liar, I could have said kulishali just like you did. So say chetzi shali, give me the half. Have a migul. And therefore, give me the half. That's Tysus Kasha. And for Tysus, why doesn't he have such a migul? So Tysus says that that's a migul lahitzi. That that's called a migul to be mitzi from the other person. Because Tysus Shita is that by Shnayim Ayz and Betalis, each one is called a mugzik in the talis. Heyais, each person is called a mozik. The machlekes rishayim above metziah. The first thing we learned above metziah, shnayim eisen betalis, are they could call mozakim or not? You could look at it two ways. You could say he's holding it; he's a mozik. You could say he's holding it together with someone else. Not a mozik. It's a part that's in his fist. The zichah is a mozik. The question is the rest of the talis. So Taisa shita is that he's a mozik. So Taisa says it's a migul lahaitzi. So you don't have a migul. That's what Taisus says. Then I told you the Taisus. Could you answer the Ketzais? The Ketzais says that in our Gemara, if you're going to compare our Mishnah to Shnayim Ayz and Metalis, one person will get 3/4 and one person will get 1/4. Is that true in our Mishnah? Is that true? In our Mishnah, They're not mufzakim. The wall is standing on a piece of land. It's karka. And one person is saying kulishali, and one person is saying chatzishali. Right? Like Taisa says, when the wall falls down, we don't judge by its falling down. We judge by its standing. Everyone's mind was standing yesterday. It's a piece of karka. Mechubala karka. In Cheskes Habatim, we learned that you're not a real mufzik on karka. It's not like Kol Mashakach Siyar Adam Shalayu by a talus. By karka, you're not a real mozik. If you'll agree that by karka you're not a real mozik, there's no chazak to Kol Mashakach Siyar Adam Shalayu. And I know the Chalukah Day is there also. So it could be that that's why Tosis didn't say Tosis Teretz. What's a Tosis Teretz? If one person will say Kula Shalim, and one person will say chetz yishali, that we're going to give one person 3/4 and one person 1/4, just like by talis. That was the size of cash. So I said, if you're going to say that agamara shaloi lufiyas, and agamara is not because of the takada, agamara is because it's the same mishnah as the talis. That's why you split. So Tais says that you give 3/4 to one and 1/4 to another. It's not endless. In our gemara, the one who says chetz yishali will have a migul. He could have said kula shali. Because he could say, I have a migul. I could have said the whole world is mine. I would have gotten 50%. So believe me, chetz yishali. Now by talis it doesn't work. Because Taisus learned that he has a din of a mosek in the talis. This chazaka kamash tesiyarim shalayu on the talis. But here, by a wall, with this chazaka kamash tesiyarim shalayu, the wall standing between them, it's not a migul lahaitzi. So here, even if somebody says kulishli, someone says chetzishali, vaitan aseyach laiku, because he has a migul. So memela, it could be that's why Tosis did not say the Tosis Teretz. Tosis Teretz could still stand if you're going to hold that, if you're going to hold that by Shemaz and Batas, then Amul Zakim. And there's a different reason why there's no migul. Well, the two of them there, why there's no migul. But according to Taisus, the Shita Asai, it's very, very gishmak.
The wall is
karka. It's mechubal karka. It's the house is karka, right? So they won't swear. And I didn't even mention one word about shvuah. No, but a cocky will spit. He split anyway. This is the same. Right? The shvuah is not market. So it's not a shvuah darai. So that's a shvuah.
You
don't say migul lahaitzi by karka if someone has a chazak on the karka. He has no chazak. The wall was standing the whole time. Nobody had a chazak on the karka. I think we established early on that the musik of karka is not the same as the musik of Chomsa Shalai. Now you're arguing they should say that he's a musik on the karka. It's enough of a musik to be called a migul haitzi. But if it comes from his haidah, that's not every time I'm moided to you on something. In din, you're a musik, but physically you don't have a chasam kind of shalai.
I'm also holding that.
So in your, we look at you as physically holding three quarters of it. That's what we look at it. We look at it as if you're physically, because you are physically attached to it. By karka, you say you're physically attached to it. Physically holding it. That's the same chazak.
Whatever chazak a person has in karka, I have the same chazak here.
Question is, if that chazak, without a chesed d'mashan, if that chazak is enough to be called a chazak, then it would be called a if you prove to me it is, then you have to find back to go back to the third parak and try to find. We discussed Migul Haitzi there. You have to find cases where we're working. We said there for carrots. We said there if somebody's a muzik in a karka 3 years, consider Migul B'makam Eidim. We didn't say it's a Migul Haitzi. Gemara said to Migul Makam Eidim, because I'm not Saadi, if you're there 3 years, it's yours. Gemara didn't call it that you're a Muxik in the Karaka, it's a Migul Haitzi. Alright, Akapanim, that's the first Nakuda of the Ktsais. Let's see Taisis inside. Let's see Taisis Kasha. Put it together. Nim Taimar. My area. Rishon Devayin and Hakaisal Bar Karcham. That even if it falls into one person's rishus, that's nothing. Because falling into the person's rishus, what we know was originally a wall. The Gemara says itself, gabe bika, that's nothing. Let them not make a chazis on either side. The Gemara says, v'yahavad ha'ech denafel b'shusay. You're going to say that if it falls into my rishus, it's a raya, it's mine. My parich, a tzarech lasis chazis shalayipul rishus acher. Why didn't the Gemara say that I need a chazis in case it falls into one person's rishus v'yayim v'shalayim? V'had abinu b'hashayil. Now Tosis goes into a non-chazis discussion. V'had abinu b'shayil gabi amach par v'chamar. V'chim b'r v'yash abayis b'aliyah. V'layzi b'shus into mankind. V'lavi yidach ha-mitzuch v'yayil v'raya. Hayru mishum d'hasim etchilam v'vorur ha-yadava. V'bishusach ha-miyam le'el asaf. There, we have an idea that if it falls into one person's rishus, it proves something. Because there we say, a minute ago it was klar, and the shaila started at a certain moment. So there, we look at whose rishus it is. We know for sure the suffix existed when the wall was standing. And when the wall was standing, it was also a suffix. I feel the rabbanon the sumchis. Plus, the mamam the chavachalk. Hachabayi kiv the leka hachel chazak lezei yasam lezei. That's the whole chacham and the sumchis. They only argue when one person's a mosik. There's no mosik. Everyone agrees yachloik. Hilchach fil nasur shus lechami nayr layaser aacher koicha. Now let's learn the next line. This is the point I want to get to. Ha deloy amar hachel kolda olam gavar. K'may b'zayim shel avaisai. The command of Daflamidalid, we had a case of Hahu Arba, Davimitzwala Betray. There was a boat, The boat was in nobody's rishos. It was out on the dock, in the public dock. And Hayamar didihu, Hayamar didihu. They got into an argument. So the Gemara said, called the Olam God. We said that Bezdin Paskins called Olam Gavar. We discussed then that called Olam Gavar is a worst case psak. We don't like the Paskin called Olam Gavar. But we mentioned to Yachloik is called Olam Gavar is better than Yachloik or worse than Yachloik. Yachloik is also not a great psak. If we don't know for sure, we're giving someone half. But Pashtus called Olam Gavar is not a great psak. We fight it out. Whoever's faster is going to win. So therefore, is an idea of called Olam Gavar. We mentioned then, you'll remember, the Rosh Hashita. Called Olam Gavar is a good psak. Why did the Rosh say called Olam Gavar is a good psak? Remember the Rosh. What did the Rosh like about called Olam Gavar? Because he said, I assume everyone remembers, he's just the one who forgot to say it, that the person who's right is going to fight harder. It's a nature. The person who knows it's his is going to fight harder, he'll run faster, he'll bring riots. So the Rosh held that called Olam Gavar is a psak, it's a good psak. The Pashas Tosis held, called Olam Gavar is a bidyevet, we don't like the Paskin called Olam Gavar. The way Rabbi Chanan called it, it's a siluk. Called Olam Gavar, best doesn't know what to do, they're misalik themselves. The called Olam Gavar, we remove ourselves from the case. So Tosis here is the kasha. That why, now again, Tosis is not asking Lufi Ha'ebis. The Ebis is they split, why? Because it's a Takana Drabbanan. You built it by Zarat Sadi, they built it 50-50. But if there had been no Takana Drabbanan, and we would have said it's a regular case of Abed Abed Lubasaf, would I have said, called Olam Gavar over here? So Tosis says no. Now you realize you can ask the same kasha Shnei Bais of Metalis. Shnei does. Why do you say Achloiku? Say called Olam Gavar. And then Taka Tosis asks the kasha. On Beis of an Aleph above the tree. But Tosis is asking, Shnei Bais of Metalis. Tosis asks why you don't say called Olam Gavar. And here Tosis asks why you don't say called Olam Gavar. So Tosis here answers that you don't say called Olam Gavar. Why? Because Hacha Ika Drara de Mamayna. Here is a Suffolk Lebesdin right away. Believe how to save yourself to Lebesdin. A wall is built between the two Rishasim. And the Mela, when Bezdin has a Suffolk, they don't say called Olam Gavar. Rebbe Chanan here is Masber. Because Titus Lashitase holds that called Olam Gavar is a Siluk. Bezdin removes himself from the case. So if it's a boat on the harbor, Lieutenant is saying there's no Suffolk. Bezdin says, I'm not getting involved. But here, we believe Lieutenant is saying, yes, Suffolk. There's a wall between the Rishasim. Here, we can't say, called Olam Gavar. Bezdin can't remove themselves in the case of Jared and the Lord. It's very good. I have no problems with Tosis. Now, we'll pull out above a Metziah. What does Tosis say above a Metziah? Now, listen to how geschmack this is. Tosis above a Metziah asks, by Shnayim Ayz and Betalis, why don't you say called Olam Gavar? And for Taisvis, Eichzin Shani. When you're holding it, it's different. You only say called Olam Gavar when they're not holding it. Like by the boat, which is out in the public harbor. You only say called Olam Gavar if you're not holding it. Shnayim Ayz and Betalis, they're holding it. Eichzin Shani. By Eichzin, you don't say called Olam Gavar. They're holding it in front of you. You have to pass. Frechtik Tzais, why is it that Tzais above Metziah said one teretz, and Tzais above Abbasu said a different teretz? Why don't you say the same teretz in both places? However you hold by one, you should hold by the other. The same Tzais, Kufin Zayin Gimel. He asks, why don't they say the same teretz in both places? That's a Tzais kash. According to the way we're learning today, Mishkan Kasha. My whole teretz a minute ago, the Tzais of the kasha was, that Tosis Shita is that Shnayim Ozen Metalis, they're called Ozen. This is Chasaka Kol Masha Tachsi Aradim Shalayu. By Shnayim Ozen Metalis, they're Mamish Ozen Shani, they're Mamish holding it. But Shein Kei Be Karka, a Karka, it can't be called holding Karka. Nobody's holding karka. So over there where they're holding the talis, Taisis Lashita says very geschmack. Taisis says you're holding it. So as a shani, you don't, if someone's holding, you don't take away from him to do kodol and gava. Here Taisis couldn't answer that. Because here the nada is it's standing on karka. And nobody has a chazaka of Gimel Sharam of the karka, because no one can prove it was ever his karka. So in our karka, there's no ice and shani. So the Melech Tzais, I'd say a different terence. The same way we're answering the other half of the Tzais. The part I mentioned first, which is actually second in the Tzais, that Gemara is different. There, it's a Migul Ahaytzi because they're Ayazim. Here it's not a Migul Ahaytzi, they're not Ayazim. Same type of terence he said there, we'll say on this half of the Tzais. There it's Ayaz and Shani, they're holding it. Tzais and Shitasi, they're holding it. Over here, they're not holding it. Tzais has to come on to another terence of Jared the Mamayna. Why Tzais is there, they didn't say Jared the Mamayna is not Shver. Because Ayaz and Shani is such a Pashtun terence. Bezin never takes things away from someone to do Kol Dolam Gavar. Makes no sense. You take away from someone to do a Siluk. So we're here or there?
There.
So whatever you hold there, even if it would have been a case of no Jared of a minor, even in the case of Jared of a minor, but Lamaisa, the Teretz of Ayesha Shani, is a more Pashtun Teretz. So it's very geschmack. Two Likudas that the Ketzais asked on Taisvis are both answered with the same Cheshm. Okay, tomorrow, Mi Yitzhah Shem, we're going to get to Taisvis Teretz. You understand there's a lot to talk out. If you want to go through the whole Shnei Ma'ezim,